HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to A View from the Stands, a podcast series in which we discuss the new normal in the world of sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of HD, Rudraneel Sengupta.
The big breaking news from the world of sport is the fact that Novak Djokovic has tested positive for coronavirus. Now, before we get into how he managed to put himself in a position to contract this disease during a time of a global pandemic, let's just get Rudra's view on just how irresponsible this move from the world number one in tennis was, because we're both shaking our heads at the moment.
Right, it was just waiting to happen. We kind of we could have predicted this from a mile away, because this is a man who said that he does not believe in vaccines.
Yep.
Of course, he arranged a charity event, and where no protocols were followed. We had photographs coming in yesterday when we saw everybody was hugging everybody else. People were playing basketball and like sprawling on the court and on top of each other.
And that midnight party in Belgrade where, like a bunch of these players are topless and they're all hugging and giving high fives and in absolutely no condition of social distancing.
Right. This was like the anti-coronavirus party of our times.
Yep. It really was. Djokovic's statement is super informal and he's taken absolutely no responsibility for organizing this tournament that Rudra spoke about, which is called the Adria Tour, which was an exhibition tennis event in Southeast Europe at this moment. Anyways, let me just quickly read out his statement, just two extracts from it. He goes like, "We organized the tournament at the moment when we thought the virus had weakened. Unfortunately, this virus is still present and it is a new reality that we are still learning to cope and live with." Now, slow clap for this man, who's the world number one in tennis, a person who a lot of people love and respect and take seriously. And this is the crap he comes up with.
This is like the NBA player, if you remember, somewhere in March when things had just begun to happen, and there was this NBA player who came to a press conference, and when he was told that the way COVID-19 spreads, he started touching everything inside.
Yeah.
And he spread his arms over the table and he rubbed the table and then he contracted the virus. So it's a bit like that, right? Like it's like a feeling of invincibility, and then surely you're taken down.
Yeah, I would say it's even stupider, because at that point, the reality of coronavirus, while the scientists and people in the know were telling the world about it, no one really had gone into a lockdown at that point, and people were still wondering what to do with sports. And that NBA player from Utah Jazz kind of ushered it in, the fact that, there was going to be no more global sport. But the time that Djokovic did this to kick off the Adria Tour, and he of course roped in all the big players from that part of Europe, Cilic, Koric, Dimitrov, Zverev, like all his friends, right?
And Dimitrov has tested positive. Koric has Choric tested positive.
Precisely.
As far as I know, the Croatian prime minister was also present at the event or at the party, one of the two. And he's also been tested. We don't know if he's tested positive or not.
Oh my God. But anyway, just so that we can predate this a little bit for our listeners, Djokovic has been irresponsible right throughout this lockdown, if we may say so. He kind of kicked off at the positive end of things. He kicked off the Insta lives with Andy Murray and Maria Sharapova, and all of that went really well. But then after that, he used the same platform to kind of, allow a lot of his quack friends with their quack theories to speak about coronavirus and how to deal with it, especially this guy called Sherwin Jafari, who believed who believed along with Djokovic that you can change the chemical makeup and structure of water with your emotions. And the quack, of course, like went along with it. And Djokovic said that, you know, there is, it's of course scientifically known that human emotions can react with water. He said this, he used the word science, and then said that, which is why a lot of toxic food and dirty water, and I'm quoting here, can turn into the most healing water, because that's how it works. 70% of the human body is made of water, and we can change how we feel. So a lot of quacky stuff. Right? Not quirky, quacky.
We've known Djokovic as a bit of a new age guy with with some of his beliefs. And maybe we should just introduce him to Baba Ramdev, who has a cure for COVID as well. So it'll be quite perfect. Baba Ramdev
You're right. You're absolutely right, because I can see Djokovic kind of endorsing Coronil, right? Because he's been very close to, a lot of these guys who kind of like still debunk the virus. And in another Insta live, he also said what you had mentioned right at the beginning of this show, which is that he doesn't stand for vaccination. He's an anti-vaxxer. And he said, personally, I'm opposed to vaccination, and I wouldn't want to be forced by someone to take a vaccine in order to be able to travel and play. But if it becomes compulsory, I will have to make a decision. Right? Now, he's already contracted this virus, so he's been infected. And now, of course, he's going to go on about how long the antibodies last in the body and all of that. But yeah, it's just ridiculous. And I mean, see, at the best possible level, you can excuse Djokovic for being a quack himself and irresponsible. But I think it's the worst case scenario that's true in this particular case, which is, you know, it's extremely dangerous for a man in his position to be speaking like that. And to also to act on his beliefs, because he could have spoken all that he wanted and not held the Adria tour, and everyone would have been fine, just fine. Because I think he set back the resumption of tennis and sport generally by a couple of months.
It also brings to light some of the challenges for resuming sports. I mean, of course, this was a special case where they actually did not follow any protocols whatsoever. Yes. But nonetheless, you know, even with the best of intentions, the way the sports is resuming everywhere in the world, things can go horribly wrong. We saw, for example, when Napoli won the Coppa Italia, all of Naples came out on the streets, right, to party. And there were like thousands and thousands of people thronging the streets of Naples. There was obviously no social distancing. People were hugging and kissing each other and, you know, partying and getting drunk and all of that.
This is Italy.
All the lovely stuff that happens when you win a football match. But this is Italy, right? I mean, this is like a few months back. The most horrific, the most grim reports and photographs that we saw of ghost towns, of army trucks carrying bodies. And this is what they do. So, there are risks to resuming sports, though we all want some sporting action to come back into our lives. We want some sense of normalcy. But this is what happens. I mean, for example, 10 of the Pakistani cricketers who were supposed to tour England have tested positive. Yep. That's 10 out of some 18 members in the team. So that's like more than half the team down with coronavirus. Yeah. So I don't know how they're going to go ahead and do a tour.
Sports is basically going through a really tumultuous time, as all businesses are. But I think it's going to be, it's just a little more visible on how, all of it is struggling. And I think Djokovic is the flag bearer of it at this moment.
Right.
Of the struggle of the struggle.
Well, whatever it is, we wish him a speedy recovery.
And yeah, no, not just him. Also, Grigor Dimitrov, Borna Choric, Djokovic's fitness coach. and Dimitrov's coach as well, and Djokovic's wife. I mean, all these people who were together during the Adria Tour. Yeah.
Wish them well. Probably in the next few days, we are going to hear about more positive cases from there as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because people say that he might have set back the country of Croatia by, you know, holding this tour, because they had flattened the curve by the end of April. And a day after the tournament was supposed to end on Sunday in Zadar, they had their highest number of cases from a particular place in Croatia, which was about 85 cases. And that was without counting Djokovic, who obviously got infected over there before. The test happened in Belgrade. But yeah, again,
this sounds a lot like the Atalanta-Valencia game that sparked off the pandemic in Italy and Spain.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so
tough times.
Yeah, tough times and somber episode. Hopefully we have something more positive to discuss next week.
This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.